This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. I'm telling you, it's a fast and furious day. News day, of course. Our call-in line is open, 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. And also, visit our website, a21r.com. All the interesting information that you have, that you need, and you want to have, is available for you right there. Okay, like I said, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking in the last hour about all the things going on in California, the fire, the water. A whole bunch of stuff. Obviously, it's a banner news day for California. But also, the big thing that's really still sticking in everybody's craw is what happened with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer and Donald Trump. They just got destroyed by the Trumpster, the man that's on the balls of his feet. Anyway, he was quite brilliant in setting them up, in my opinion. And Of course, his ratings are looking really, really good, according to some of the sources. Fox News did a survey, and it turns out to be better than Obama at this time. And, of course, then the economy is sweeping very, very good. Now, the numbers might appear low when you look at them, and I'm not going to get into all those things, but apparently if you juxtaposition them with other presidents at this time in their terms, they look actually quite good. Anyway, excuse me, but I do have to have, I just was handed a brew. A very good brew, I might add. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We have our first caller. Looks like Dane is with us. Dane, are you there, my man? Can you hear me, Dane?
I'm here, Paul.
Awesome, awesome. Well,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. And listen, I do want to tell you that I did post up on one of our stories, you in a yellow vest in front of the Arc de Triomphe. Not in Paris, but in Las Vegas. I want to say, great job. Obviously, you're in support of the New California movement and also, by extension, the French protesters against globalism.
Absolutely. We're in solidarity with them. New California stands with them. The country's starting to pick up the yellow vest as the you see it across the country in the United States. I saw some group of protesters in New York protesting with the yellow vest. So it's catching on. And, you know, with this latest little text tax from California, one to break our backs.
Yep. But funny you'd mention the text tax. Maybe. And I know a lot of people don't quite understand how this is going to work. But listen, if you can tax anything, they're going to tax it in California because they can. Isn't that right? Anything. Doesn't matter what it is.
It's just unbelievable. Pretty soon for breathing, they're going to tax. California is so out of control. People in California, get on New California State. You have no alternative. There's only one way out to solve this problem, and is join New California. It's just nonstop. Everywhere we go, we're getting abused. And just this morning, Paul, you know Google, they're so biased with their language. And here's a simple example for people to understand on their use of language and bias. If you go to Google, you might see a story, and it'll say, criminal investigation on President Trump. It'll say criminal investigation. Now, if they use Hillary's name, they'll just say, looks like there's an investigation into Hillary. See, they'll take out the word criminal. But when they use Trump, they'll put criminal investigation. This is a simple analogy on how Google phrases its word and story subjects. Now, there's an alternative now. I just found it today. I saw a little tweet by Cheryl Atkinson. Go, it's called DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
It's a search engine, and we want to put Google out of business. So I'm suggesting to your listeners and everybody, use DuckDuckGo, and we'll show these people. It's the only way to show them. Break their bank.
Well, you know, we use DuckDuckGo. We've, in fact, a lot of people in the New California State Movement use DuckDuckGo. That's how I first found out about it. It was when we started doing the New California Movement, and some people from other counties said, hey, we use DuckDuckGo because we want security. We don't want to be engaged with the whole Google thing back in the day. You know, it's kind of interesting. I know people who've worked with Google and work with Google now, and they all kind of say the same thing as what we're hearing. I was really not even shocked a little bit. But this Pichai or whatever his name is, the president of Google, what a lying sack of crap he is. I mean, I'm sorry. I just have to say it. Everybody who's been in our end of the business, as you know, Dane, has been.
That guy would make a great politician the way he lies. Every other word out of his mouth, he's got is a lie.
Saying that they have no bias and all this other garbage, that is complete horse hockey. And everybody knows it. I mean, I just, the you know, the arrogance of these people is just overwhelming. This is where, you know, you go back to look at the days of the French Revolution, you know, where they really did round up the usual suspects and then off with their head, including the King Louis the what 16th. Well, that sent chills down everybody's spine in Europe at the time. And, of course, I think we're going to get to figuratively speaking. Now, come on, don't take me literally. We're going to break out the guillotine. I know there's all these stories about guillotines and stuff in trains. Come on. But I'm just saying that there's going to be a point in time. I guess they're learning. They're even on YouTube. They've got some lessons how to make torches. You know, the old-style torches. Back in the day when they talked about breaking out the pitchforks and torches. So I'm not encouraging people to do that. I'm just saying people are having that line of thought now about this aristocracy that's out there.
There gets a point in time when people have had enough. And you saw in France, they finally said, enough's enough. And they took to the streets. Yeah, there was some violence and there's some burning, but a lot of the violence came from the military soldiers. I saw one woman, she lost her eye. I saw another guy, he lost his hand. So, but the fact of the matter is, they've been burdened with so many restrictions and taxes put on them to make it almost so difficult to exist a living, make a living, and pay the taxes and live. But they said they had enough. It's the straw that broke the camel's back. And that's where we are in the United States. And that's why you see people like myself wearing the yellow vest saying, look, it's a form of solidarity. It's a form of protest. And you know something? People couldn't go to New California and buy a vest because I think there's going to be a run on yellow vests in America. And I'd be glad to have us sell them to them, and the donation goes to a worthy cause to protect our freedoms and get a new state where we will have laws that are for the people, not the government.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this is people are just very similar to what happened in the American Revolution, very similar to what happened in the French Revolution. The aristocracy, the elites are being thrown off. And this is just the beginning of it. It's clearly New California is a big part of this and going to be as it continues to mature and ripen, so to speak, and its time will come. But the notion that the people are just going to sit back and take it is not there anymore. And I think the French Revolution part deux, as we're seeing right now, which is eclipsing any kind of protests that they had in the 60s, and I can remember that. I'm sure you can also date in 68, 69. There's a lot of protests going on in France for a lot of different reasons.
I remember them.
And, but now this one has taken on a completely different lifestyle because back then you did not have the EU, which is another pressure on France. You had just the French government, and, of course, the French government post-World War II, still, you know, the lingering effects in 1968 and 69 of World War II, you had that. But now you've got this whole thing that's mixed up in the one world order vis-a-vis Brexit, European Union, and now the Trumpism and Trump standing against globalism. And I think this is an interesting juxtaposition, Trump with all this anti-globalism feeling and notion, again, aided by people like you and I and Agenda 21, New California, all that stuff, against these globalists, well, and the globalists are just going nuts.
President Trump is so good at calling out these globalists of who they are. He's so good at calling out these politicians. Perfect example was watching him in that meeting with Schumer and Pelosi. You know, this is the arrogance, the condescension of these politicians like Nancy Pelosi sitting there saying in front of a national news conference all over the country out of her own mouth, oh, walls don't help. And meanwhile, she's got a 10-foot wall around her Pacific Heights mansion. And I'm saying, it says, what do you mean walls don't work? What do you got, a 10-foot wall around your mansion in Pacific House? well, this woman's such a hypocrite. She's, I mean, how do people like this become politicians? How do they lead the country? They're so ignorant. I mean, it's just amazing. But Trump calls them out. He calls them right to their face and exposes them for who they are, and they embarrass themselves.
Yeah, well, she's a walking embarrassment, as you do know, and that's part of the problem that we can see here is she's basically, you know, continually it sort of fits to be tied that she's embarrassing herself all the time, and you know, I guess the big question is going to be for everybody coming forward, how bad is it that she's going to get? How bad is it going to be that she's going to take over the House? What's that going to be for Trump? What's that going to be for the Never Trump? What's that going to be for the whole political world, I guess you can say, in Washington, D.C., that she's there? Is she going to do any kind of damage to Trump? I don't think so. But what do you think?
I think you're going to see the biggest three-ring circus the country has ever saw. And then you got these, you know, Ortega Cortez or whatever her name is.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm telling you, you talk about dumber than a post hole. It's just sad to see someone like this. Who really doesn't even know what the I mean, she can't even. She explains the Congress three chambers. I mean, what did she just call for what it is, a three ring circus?
Well, she's now part of the circus, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She's the clown. That's right. She's the head clown, so to speak. Well, you know, it's interesting. I want to go back to that whole thing with Schumer and Pelosi and Donald Trump. And one of the things, we had Scott Adams on the show yesterday, and Scott Adams brought up a great point about what was going on with Schumer and Pelosi, is that they were just so out of their league. And, of course, to have them seated in the couch was, I think, a masterful play, because what that meant was is that the whole situation was changed by their body language in the chairs, in the seats. I thought that was just masterful what was going on there. Because, as you know, go ahead.
Schumer almost had his head between his legs. His head was hanging so low.
Well, he's in the fetal position most of the time. And that's why I say those couches, you know, they had to go sit back. The way the seat is designed, you have to put your butt in there, and it just rocks you back and makes you look bad. Your positioning in the chair makes you look bad. And then, of course, he looks like he's wrapped up in the fetal position. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He just looks like he's in the fetal position. It doesn't look good on camera.
He didn't know what to do. The guy was just... It was no match for President Trump. I'm telling you, he spun him around like a top.
Yeah, well, I think that as you take a look at what's going to be happening in the dynamics, the agreement that was sort of hammered out there, and I haven't jumped on the whole national news about what's going on in the Congress today, but I do know that it seems like, remember, the challenge by Chuck Schumer was that, you know, you go ahead and you take responsibility, Mr. President, for the shutdown. And Donald Trump says, I'll take it. And, of course, the discussion was Donald Trump said he had enough votes in the House to carry it. And then Nancy Pelosi says, no, you don't. You don't have enough votes. And now they have gotten the situation straightened out in the House. It looks like they're going to bring it up to a vote and probably pass it and then hand it off to Chuck Schumer just before the end of the term and say, here you go. Well, Chuck, give me the votes.
Here's a simple little fact. Pelosi is arguing that $5 billion is not worth making a wall. However, she was one of the ones that approved sending $140 billion cash to Iran. Now, wait a minute. I'm a little confused here. $5 billion is too much money to spend on a wall? okay? But you sent 140 million billion cash to our enemy, Iran? Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Yeah, that is a little confusing, isn't it? I think the figure was actually 150 billion. Billion, 150 billion, with a B, of course. Yeah, that is criminal. The hypocrisy. You know, there's going to have to be a real turning point where hypocrisy is just overcome by the real facts. And people are going to have to start doing the perp walk and getting arrested, that sort of thing. You know, because the nation's ready for it. Because they're just sick and tired of the Clintons. The Clintons have been in a noose around the country's neck for years now. And even the Bush family, the Bush legacy, and of course George Bush the senior, who just recently passed away, he left a terrible legacy with the United Nations and all the stuff that we're dealing with right now. It's just something that we don't want to tolerate. We're just getting to that point of being sick and tired of all this stuff. We want it to end, and we want it to end now. Your thoughts?
Well, the way to end it, Paul, really and realistically, is by the people themselves. You and I, we have our yellow vest on. We're out there now. We're starting New California to alleviate the problem. It's a solution to get our freedoms back, okay? We're asking people all over California to please join us. You can do it. Go out, get your yellow vest. I wear my yellow vest every day now. I don't care if I'm one. Maybe there'll be another one, but we need to join forces, join newcaliforniastate.com, and alleviate this problem until it's solved. There's no other way out, okay? California is not going to turn over unless we turn it over, okay, and make a new state to bring back our freedoms, our laws. We're a sanctuary state. Our laws are being abused one after another. We're being taxed to death from straws now to Texas. It's not going to stop. And we have to really do something about it. And one way to do it is newcaliforniastate.com. It's the only way. I'm asking people, look at us, come with us, join us, and get involved, because you have no other way out.
Yeah, when you take a look at it, and this is what I explain to people in the town halls and when I go and speak to some of these dinners and stuff like that, is there is no other option. I mean, there's no way of changing this monolithic system that they have here in California. It's all turned completely against us. It's a repressive regime, so to speak. And not even so to speak, it is a repressive regime. And it's not going to get any better, especially if we sit back on our heels and do nothing. And that's why, you know, being proactive and getting involved with New California, getting involved with your local, you know, county committee, getting that whole thing all set up, that is really critically important. And, we're working on that right now. But people have to take action here. This is not a passive little game where we play patty cake. We have to get up. We have to go to meetings. We have to be proactive. We have to do things. We have to talk to people and communicate and educate the people as to why we need a new state. That's the key thing, education. Once we get past that hump, then the pressure starts to mount on the people that we want to apply it to create the new state. So everybody says this is really something that's impossible and insurmountable. I don't see it that way at all. I think that once everybody looks at everything on balance and they realize we need a new constitution, rural people need to be represented, hello, then it's not really that far out of the ring.
Why did the Constitution of the United States provide us, the people, a way to do this? It's not impossible, because the United States Constitution provided a way for this to happen.
Yep.
And, okay, it's done. We're doing it by the laws of the United States Constitution, by the T.
Yep.
So it is not impossible, because the Constitution of the United States provided us to do this.
Yeah. Well, listen, Dane, hang on a second. We got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Dane Censor about all these things, New California and also New Nevada and New Illinois. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Dane Censor, new California State supporter and also chairman of San Luis Obispo County for New California. He's also doing some work in Nevada right now, which is kind of interesting. Dane, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Nevada right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Paul, I'm in Nevada, as you say. And the people of Nevada are livid at the people in California, and reasonably so, because they really blame California for turning Nevada into a California now. Because, you know, as you know, the last cycle, Nevada got wiped out as far as the election. It went blue as blue. And they lost every election practically there was to Democrats. Because, again, here, just like in California, they have a lot of problems with illegal voting. And it's a big problem. They took the playbook from California. They brought it over here. Now they turn Nevada into a blue state like California. The good news is, you know, people like ourselves, the new California, are trying to solve our problem. And at Nevada, I think, sees a way out, and they want to catch it early. So they're in the process, I think, right now of starting their own legal paperwork and constitutional work to start New Nevada. And they're going to get start early so the state doesn't get so far behind like California did, where it's a lot more difficult. So beware, this thing's catching on. You can see it's not impossible because people are seeing the light that they are the only answer, the power of the people to solve their problems, and they're using the laws and they're using the Constitution to solve them in a peaceful way. So in addition to the yellow vest, doing everything they can constitutionally to provide the real laws in America to keep their freedom and keep from being overtaxed, overburdened, and not be able to make a living.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing, is that we have to stop what's been exported out of California to the other states. And the only way to do that is to get California to stop, period, to end it here in California, which is exactly what we're trying to do right now, trying to end it all by forming New California. And it's obviously picked up a lot of steam because, like you say, in Nevada, we also have in New Illinois and also in other places where people are just absolutely fed up with what's going on. And what they've decided to do is say, wait a minute, stop it. Let's stop, put a stop to this whole thing right now. And form a new state, which is going to absolutely destroy the whole basic mechanism behind this progressive movement, which is one of the things the court decision called Reynolds versus Sims, for lack of representation for rural states, all states back actually, because they have the population centers, and state senators basically in those states have all been reduced to nothing more than assembly members or members of their House of Representatives, representing people as opposed to really important things as well, which is, of course, is land and business and things that borders that might be construed to be counties. So stopping it in Nevada makes perfect sense right now before it gets way out of control like it is here in California.
And that's what they're doing, and they see it. And I congratulate them on taking a stand early. And, you know, by them doing what we're doing in California, of trying to formulate a new state to have representation in the rural, because there isn't any representation. It's all urban, and the cities run the rural. And so it's a smart move, and it shows solidarity not only to the people, but it makes a stand, like you say, Paul. You have to start somewhere, and we started a new California. And it encouraged other people to take a stand and see that it's not impossible, that they can do it too. Before you know, there's one state doing it, there's two states, four or five. And that's what it takes. It takes a movement to get people encouraged to see that they have a way out. And I'll tell you, that's what we have to have, a way out. And this is a way out. And people can get started by joining. Get your yellow vest on, literally, and start taking a stand, because you have no other solution. You can see what California has become and has turned into. You have to take a stand. You have to fight back. There's no other way. You know, it's either live or die.
Yeah, I know. I'm fully in agreement on that, and of course I've been telling people that. That's why people are now starting to wake up. Go ahead.
Yeah, they know that the time has come where they have no alternative. They have to fight back, and if they don't, they're just going to get run over like a truck. You know, people everywhere from France, you know, they finally saw that, listen, We can't exist as a living. You're taxing on stuff that's so ridiculous. This climate control, you know, it's killing us, literally.
You might be hearing the delay from your radio, it seems to me, because we are on a delay, and actually when we have live radio, so we can press the button and make sure it's all cleared up. But, Dane, the feeling, it's got to be a lot different because your population center really is in Clark County there and also up in Reno, Washoe County, in that area. What's the feeling of the people that you talk to, say, in Las Vegas proper about a state split?
Well, they too see at first, well, gosh, it's going to be so impossible. But I tell them, listen, you have to follow the Constitution, follow the laws. It's not impossible. There's only a simple way out. But they also say, I said, listen, there's rural Clark County. You can still get involved. So they get a little encouraged. They definitely want to see something happen. They would like to see a new state for the fact that it'll alleviate some of their burden on their backs. So in reality, they want to see it happen, but a lot of times they think it's impossible, and it's not. Nye County next to us here is working on making this happen, and it's going to happen. And I'm going to do everything I can do to encourage to help them happen, and it will happen.
Well, I know there's been people that have been calling us here in New California from Nevada, and we've been referring names, and it's come from probably, I think you only have about 14 or 15 counties here in Nevada, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, 16.
16, right. And we've already had about four or five counties inquire. It sounds to me like once people really get the word out there, which I know you've been, I know Robert Thomas and others have been appearing on radio shows there, starting to get the word kicked out. You're going to reach critical mass pretty soon and probably want to declare independence at some point in time here in the near future. Think that's a possibility?
It's coming up real soon. I think some date in January, we're going to have a date for them, and it's going to happen, and you're going to see a lot of attention brought to it, and a lot of people are going to come along. Because, like I say, Nevada, you know, it's still early on. They can catch some of these problems before and get so far behind like California did.
They don't want to do that.
And they got a lot less counties.
Yeah.
It's a lot more manageable.
Listen, Dane, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's Agenda 21. Gosh, where does the time go? Another 3 hours about to be placed in the can. Macron fails to convince yellow vest after TV address. This is something that came up just yesterday. France 24. France TV. Here we go. We'll see how this all shakes out. Turn up the volume.
But it's time now for Media Watch, and James Creedon is here to tell us what has been making a splash online. Good to see you, James. And here in France, a lot of reaction, obviously, to Emmanuel Macron's statement last night, the unveiling of a series of fiscal measures designed to quell the Gilets Jaunes protests.
That's right. So I suppose he would have been hoping that that this would end it for this Saturday. Fifth Saturday in a row when there is going to be protests, because it looks pretty likely that there is going to be. Let's take a look at this cartoon to kick things off. This is Emmanuel Chonu, a cartoonist, and this was kind of being shared on Gilets Jaunes Facebook pages today. You know, so has it calmed down? And it's kind of depicting him in a nuclear bunker, basically. Indeed, he didn't communicate for about a week ahead of last night's TV address to the nation. In any case. Trying to kind of seems to be a
this
freeze.
This was before he came out last night and gave us this pre-recorded 13-minute-long statement.
That's right.
She said, "You are all I care about. I will fight for you."
Exactly.
And there are a lot of polls out today, aren't there, saying that only half of French people were convinced by those measures.
That's right. We're trying to.
So he perhaps would have been hoping that it would have been more, but only half. So we don't know if the protests are going to continue. That's the upshot of it all.
We're back in back
connection.
Ah,
you're back
Sorry
online.
About that.
Really good.
Now, in any case, we did see that it didn't stop them from various points around the country today. The Gilets Jaunes, they were out in force, along with lycéens who were reproducing or acting out this gesture where they were down on their knees
with their hands. A reconstruction. What happened in Montfleury.
Exactly, which got a lot of for what was seen as heavy-handed police tactics and humiliating police tactics. This was last week when, at the beginning, when high school students started to kind of row in behind the other protesters. So what we saw today was a lot of lycéens, high school students across the streets around France. This is in Boulevard Saint-Germain near the education ministry joining in. So just by way of saying...
Did you see what Ségolène Royal had to say about it?
About the lycéens students?
The students having to go on their knees.
She thought it was great, didn't she?
She said, all right, we'll...
Teach them a lesson. She had a military upbringing, I think, so yes. maybe she's more understanding for this kind of stuff. In any case, on Facebook we saw too little, too late, after too much violence and too much spitefulness. So this was these were the sort of messages going up online. In other words, it just didn't convince people. Now, some were kind of wondering why it... Well, actually, just speaking of police violence, there has been a lot of talk about that as well, the fact that stun grenades are used and one person lost a hand, another person lost an eye. I think the person who lost an eye, it was in Bordeaux, and in Paris, yes, it was around... somebody who lost the hand, I think, was in the Paris area.
Because of a stun grenade?
Because of police use of either flash A flash balls or a stun grenade, indeed. Right. So, in any case, the thing is, I think.
Well, you know, in France, the riots are still going on. Well, the protest, I'm going to say the protest, not necessarily the riots. And Macron, when he came out the night before last, and now I'm using our time frame. Remember, there's a 9-hour difference between us and them. Well, unless you're, you know, 6 hours from Europe to East Coast, and of course you're listening on the East Coast right now. So there's that sort of delay. But apparently people are not convinced in France that any of this is any good for anybody. But right now I want to go to Robert Thomas. Robert or Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? This is Robert Thomas. He is part of the new Nevada movement. What do you say for yourself?
Well, I'm the chairman of the new Nevada movement. And quite frankly, we've encountered a lot of excitement among the common people, which I'm glad to see. And there's been quite a bit of pushback from the Republican establishment, which lets know that the deep state even goes to has tentacles in Nevada.
Oh yeah, well they certainly have tentacles in California in the Republican Party.
Well, you asked about Dane about the receptivity in Clark County, and. Obviously, in the northern part of Clark County that's rural, like I am in Nye County, there's a lot of interest. But there's also interest down in Henderson and toward Boulder City. The question that the people there have is, how do we separate from Las Vegas? And I haven't really concluded how we want to do that yet. I know that you have split certain counties like Alameda County, and so I know that we're going to come to a solution, but quite frankly, my purpose is to have the committee from that county make the decision.
Yeah. And you know, Bob, that's what's going to happen here. You know, what we've done is taken over, because we're such a vastly rural state to begin with, as you know. Even in your populated counties such as Los Angeles, there's a lot of rural area there. There's, you know, hundreds of square miles of rural area there. And also in Alameda County, as an example, Alameda might have Oakland, but on the other side of that, east of there, it's vastly rural, and people are conservatives all get out. So that it makes a lot of sense for us to take the rural. But you have situations where you have populations involved. But ultimately, what's going to happen is that our county committees are going to meet up with everybody, and we're going to come to some sort of resolution about what the final boundaries are going to look like, you know, for New California.
Yeah. Right. And that, I think, is going to occur when we have a convention, which we're not going to have yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a tentative date for our Declaration of Independence, and then our grievances will start immediately after that. The difficulty that we have that you don't have is our legislature meets only every other year for 120 days. So in May or so, the legislature will be gone, and there will be no way to introduce a resolution after that for another year and a half.
Well, you know, and it's going to take us a year and a half, you know, to kind of go through the whole process. You might be just about ripened up at the right time in about a year and a half to meet up with those folks again.
That's true. The challenge to me will be keeping the interest during that year and a half hiatus.
Right, right. And it is a challenge, although people see the long ball, because especially here, and as you know, having been a former Californian, the oppression is just getting, you know, overbearing. And people are realizing more and more and more. And I think that's going to be the same thing in Nevada, because I'm already hearing from your people out there that the oppression's begun. That as you get more and more into this, a year down the road, being more and more oppressed, you're going to be more your people are going to be more stimulated to want to form the new state. That's what's happening to us. Right now, we're getting another re-stimulation going on because we know the economy is turning down. Everything we've predicted for the formation of New California has been spot on so far. We're right on track, and we will succeed, prevail. And I think it's going to be the same way for Nevada as well. Just guessing.
Well, our governor-elect, Mr. Sitlak, is Jerry too.
Oh, boy.
So once he gets in and starts whipping the Democrat legislature to do the crazy things that California is and has been doing, I think I'll end up with people beating my doors down.
Right, right. Because they are with us, too. I mean, our problem is the vastness and getting the word out to all these territories, but the word is spreading. As you know, it starts going like wildfire once it starts to develop in various areas in some of our counties. Butte County, as an example, even with the situation that's gone on there with the campfire and the Paradise Fire, basically, things have really just exploded out there because they... You know, they realize the problems with the government of California, especially now more than ever before. Tell us how we can get a hold of you if the people in Nevada, as an example, want to get a hold of you. Have an email that they can get a hold of you with?
Yes, I do have an email. It's New Nevada State, all one word, at yahoo.com. And I anticipate within the next couple of weeks, I'll have a website up.
Good. Well, and you know, the whole march towards this type of a movement now, as you know, we've got other states that are wanting to come on board. And I'm going to be hearing from a couple of them, actually, one on the radio show. The radio show is about to end, by the way, for the day. But, excuse me, people have... are starting to call in already and going to be talking to me about what's going to be like to form a new state.
It is exciting. I'm sorry to hear you cough, but it is absolutely exciting to form a new state.
Yeah, it really is.
It just
is.
Takes a person with a long vision. You can't be an instant gratification kind of person.
No, this is, you get those, and I'm sure you're getting them coming in, too. You see them. They come in, and they want it now. You say, no, it's not going to happen now. You got to be patient. You know, a year, 18 months, 2 years. And then we had the conversation with our group last night that everyone wants the Constitution done. I said, well, wait a minute. There's a Congress, and the Congress is going to work that out. And, in fact, it will be a matter of maybe 3 or 4 years after we get the approval of the Congress to become a state that will actually have a full-fledged, adoptable constitution. So anyway, Robert, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time.
Thank you. Have a great day, Paul.
You too. Okay, that was Robert Thomas with the New Nevada colonists here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really happy to hear that. They're starting to get their thing going on in New Nevada, which is, you know, like, hey, New California, same thing. We got a lot of stuff going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, thank everybody for listening to the radio show and making this one of the top-rated shows in digital radio land. We really do appreciate that. Anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Fill out that information sheet. Get on the mailing list, and we'll get all kinds of information out to you. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.